Hello, dear listener, it's Daniel. Now, before we get to this episode, just want to remind you, me and Core just launched a Patreon. For $7 a month, you can get exclusive content. Now, how do you sign up for said exclusive content? Well, we made it easy. There's a link down in the show notes, or go to patreon.com/litdpod. We'll see you soon. Now, let's get to today's episode. Welcome to Light in the Darkness.
Off Topic. Off Topic episodes are a sub-series within the Greater Light in the Darkness podcast, where Daniel and I have the opportunity to stray away from our normal supernatural and paranormal fare. These are our normal day-in and day-out conversations. The only difference is that this time we set up the microphones and we're recording it so you can take a listen.
So consider yourself invited to the digital campfire, if you will. The microphones are on, the coffee's hot, the chairs, not bad at all. And, we've been talking, y'all. And these stickers, we thought, had reached their just maximum potential of things they could do. And you're probably thinking that too, right? Wrong.
No, so wrong.
Corey, you got any ideas?
There are just sleigh bells a-jingling, and Christmas is in the air, y'all. I realize that the trees are starting to shed their leaves. Fall, Halloween, thank God, is behind us.
Oh, yeah.
And that means we're all ramping up for Christmas by way of Thanksgiving. Come on, somebody. And we realized a whole new slew of potential uses for our stickers. You can use them as gift tags on a gift for someone you really, 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 really love.
Or someone you don't, and maybe they'll get saved.
That's a wonderful concept. I love that.
Right?
I would love to hear someone get saved through our Light in the Darkness stickers on a gift. Make sure you put something good inside the gift.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, and then there's always the good old, you could go out, like we all do, to that wonderful Christian craft store and buy all the jingly and snowy covered things, or you just take yourself one of those little ornament hooks and you poke it right through your LITD sticker and put it right there on the tree.
I like it. I like it. That's right. These stickers are not dirty Santa gifts. Oh, no. Unless you want to have the hottest commodity around for your white elephant, whatever people call it, Yankee swap.
Like Yankee swap. Sorry.
That's an Office reference. Anyway.
I forgot they called it that.
Yeah, if you would like to receive your very own LITD approved, super durable vinyl,
waterproof, indestructible balsa wood, fire
Kevlar coated,
wound plugging, oxygen tent plugging, but not backed by a
stretcher sticky togethery.
Stick them all together and make a big garland thing.
Stickers that are actually just stickers and should not be used for any of those things for legal purposes. Go to litdpod.com/support or click on the support the show link in the show notes to give your donation of absolutely any amount. And we will send one right to your door. And never fear, folks, we have plenty of supply for you to make sure one gets sent to your door. So running out is not something you need to.
Tonight's topic, fear.
So Danny boy, here we are.
Yeah.
At the cusp of our next off topic. I love these off topic chats with you. And our newest off-topic character, person, member, team member, Emma.
Yeah, and unlike when you're talking with her in person and she has wonderful opinions and ideas, it's funny how Emma's such a listener whenever she's here, just open-eared and bright-eyed and wants to hear everything we have to say.
Emma, her silence means she agrees with you. Ain't that right, Emma?
Wow.
That is a wholehearted agreement right there.
Yeah. Yeah, that is the rule here. Silence? Well, that just means we're all on the same page. When we speak, it's to disagree.
And Emma agrees with absolutely everything we say, which is why you'll never hear a peep from her. on our off topics.
Can you just confirm that for us, Em? Man, she is in rare form today.
She is going to cringe so hard when she listens to this.
Emma, we love you and thank you for always being there. Now, Core, this is a topic that really was inspired by your wife.
Oh, yes.
And I think to lay the groundwork and even, gosh, give people a tiny little litmus test in their life as to how to identify fear, would you please talk about what Megan got?
Oh, yeah.
It rocked my world.
I am more than happy to. You know, when I first told you the subject of fear, your mind went in like completely opposite directions, still in fear, but it's like it kind of revealed this whole spectrum of what fear can be. So, Megan, my dear beautiful wife, has throughout her life struggled with fear. When she was younger, it was often the fear of home invaders or being kidnapped or things like that. It would keep her awake at night. When she was younger, she memorized Psalm 91 and she would recite that before she went to sleep. And it really helped her get the fear broken off of her for that season. Now we've gone on a few years and this hasn't really been an issue or a struggle, but we're just going through some life changes. We're going through some big decisions in our lives, and those have a lot of question marks attached to them. Lots of discussions, lots of unknown variables. And it's just very interesting in this big decision that we're working through, my wife, Megan, and I, how the enemy has just taken all those old fears and all those old triggers and all those old things, and he has just rammed them up to where she is struggling with all these things all over again, like she never even had freedom. So a couple weeks ago, she woke up in the middle of the night, maybe after a nightmare, she doesn't remember, but she was sitting there and she was half asleep, which is when the Lord talks to her the best sometimes. I don't know if you identify with that, but like middle of the night thoughts, when you just wake up and you're kind of groggy, it's like sometimes the Holy Spirit just drops the best things on you.
I get that sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's not alone in that.
Yeah. But she was laying in bed and she was just thinking, and the Lord starts talking to her and he starts laying out to her what fear is. He says, any area of your life where you see that you have fear, that fear is not from me. And in fact, anywhere you see fear, that's from the enemy. And it shows his hand, like it shows that his fingerprints are on that area of your life. It's like it's a slimy trail that he left behind him while he was sleazing his way through your life. And that idea in and of itself is enough to rock your midnight ponderings and like keep you awake. But the Holy Spirit did not stop. He then begins to unpack with her, I have not given you a spirit of fear. And in fact, any area of your life where you find fear, you find that slimy trail, you find his fingerprints, you see that that is what the enemy gave you. And what I want to give you in that area is found in 2 Timothy 1:7. It's the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. So when you see fear in your life, it is actually an invitation to believe me to supply you with the fullness of power, love, and a sound mind in that area.
That is some good, you know what, I'll give it a third, good stuff. And quite frankly, since we sat in that delicious hibachi restaurant talking about it that day, I've used it. I've told other people about it. I know 2 Timothy 1:7. I say it often. I've sent it to people. But the way the Lord presented it to her is just so daggum palatable. Keep going.
I think for the purposes of our little chat here today, this off-topic podcast, I think it might help for us to kind of like break that into those two parts and kind of discuss those one at a time and then see where the conversation goes from there. When I share with you the whole path that the Lord laid out of the fingerprints, of the slimy trail through your life where the enemy is just leaving fear behind him, what does that speak of to you? Like, what imagery comes up? What examples come up? Where does that take your mind? Don't let my whatever limit you. Like, where does that take you?
Okay, so like when you say nasty, oozy fingerprints,
or slimy trail, whatever.
All right, dog. First thing that comes to mind, Jabba the Hutt. Giant snail creature, disgusting mob boss, underlord, like he is the epitome of vile.
And there's our Star Wars reference for the episode.
They just come to me. But honestly, and what you gotta do is take these things' own chain and choke them out with it sometimes. Another one that the Lord gave me when I was pressing in about this topic. It's not always the big, nasty, ugly, gross, fierce creature. Sometimes it's the cute little things that work their way into your life. Like a mouse. And they just, let's be honest, mice defecate and urinate on everything.
But they're cute and they have the nice little soft ears.
That's
and
just
you
it.
Want to, you don't want to leave the cheese on a trap. You want to exactly. leave the cheese for them, for little fievel.
But what happens when you entertain a mouse and you do not get rid of it? When you do not exterminate it, you get more. And pretty soon what was once something you could handle, you're calling a professional to deal with because you have a true just nasty, nasty infestation. And I don't think it is any coincidence he gave me that imagery that a lot of times fear can also come in the form of a mouse.
Mm.
You got it or you didn't.
Mm. I love that. You have to call a professional for help. Almost like, I don't know, perhaps a deliverance minister.
A what?
Oh, you know, you remember Pastor Shelley.
You mean host of the Raw Faith podcast?
And the modern day exorcist from episodes 14 and 28.
Generational curses. Shameless plug.
Raw Faith podcast. Go subscribe. or more aptly, a professional, the paraclete, the Holy Spirit that has laid out Jesus when he drops all this knowledge. In John 15 and 16, where he starts talking about the Holy Spirit, he calls him our paraclete. He calls him, part of that is our counselor. And the Holy Spirit, y'all, you got to get to know the Holy Spirit. This is just the best encouragement I can give you, is to get to know the Holy Spirit. And he will lead you. You will start having these midnight thoughts. You'll wake up in the middle of the night and the Holy Spirit will just start dropping knowledge on you of like where these mice are getting in. Or where this Jabba the Hutt is like rearing its ugly head. And that's interesting that you saw it both ways and the Lord acknowledged both ways. Like sometimes it is this hulking giant fear that you just can't seem to take care of. And it has you in slavery. You're Princess Leia. You're the one enslaved.
And we were talking off mic a lot of times. And actually, we were talking the other day in the car. Too long again. I'm sorry I kept you. But y'all, I don't know when to stop talking. You already know that. But seriously,
Corey. That's why we have a podcast.
I know, right? Apparently, there's a couple people out there that like to hear it too. But
good figure.
The thing is this. We live to a degree, a heavy degree, in a fear culture. And something else the Lord was giving me is we watch it. We listen to it. We read it. And the sick part is sometimes we even pay monthly fees to get it. And to have access to it. And I want you to think on that for a little bit. And that doesn't just mean you're watching scary movies. I want to be clear. It could be something that makes you laugh. It could be something that takes you on an adventure. But the whole point is all the while it is weaving this fear mindset and this fear-based culture into you and who you are. And a lot of times we don't even realize it's happening.
And that can include, like, if we're going to talk about media, let's talk about media.
Sure.
Let's talk about the news.
Oof.
This industry does not make its dollars and cents off of good news, y'all. John Krasinski tried that during COVID, and as soon as COVID lifted, he sold it and went back to acting. There's no money in good news, unfortunately. So the news around us that is preaching and prophesying doom and gloom over us and over our lives, it's doing that because it is profitable to them.
And even, I hope you guys listened to our episode on Israel featuring Pastor Gil. And if you did, you'll understand he broke down the difference in burying your head in the sand and refusing to pay attention to what's going on around you, and then totally letting it run and wreck your life and your peace. There is a healthy balance. But you know what? Like I've said before, take 6 months off and then plug back in and you'll see it in a whole new light. And don't wake up every day and the first thing you do be, what's the news doing? Maybe take that time and replace it with some time with the Father. That's a game changer right there.
It almost sounds like that changed your game at some point.
I'm sorry?
That almost sounds like it changed your game at some point.
Could you say it one more time, Mr. Curry?
It almost sounds like you're giving advice that you once received and it changed your game.
Wow. It's almost like weaponizing a testimony, if you will. Oh, wait, that is what we're doing.
To make a little bit of a turn from this whole aspect and then back into our conversation when I'm sitting in my mother-in-law's driveway waiting to take some things inside and go put inside her storage room. And, well, Daniel called and we had a whole conversation. And it was great. Back to that conversation. It's just interesting fear. And it's back to this whole concept of like you have the giant Jabba the Hutt. And then you have all the mice, and sometimes they can work in tandem. Case in point, let's take a trip down memory lane to the not-so-distant future. This is not that Holy Ghost time machine. This is a very real... Daniel is trying to crank up the engine over there for the Holy Ghost time machine.
I'm starting the old moped to go down memory lane instead. It doesn't want to shift.
But let's go back to 2019, 2020, when COVID happened. And anyone with a discerning eye could see immediately what this led to. It was fear, y'all. People were going into the grocery stores with 3 layers of gloves, a hazmat suit. They were buying their groceries and then taking them home and washing them with soap and bleach before they would open a package. That was some fear, y'all. And I think that it has overflowed into every aspect of American culture ever since then. And I think if you don't believe me in that, Halloween just passed. And Daniel and I noticed this year how the Halloween decorations, a holiday which thrives on fear, by the way. That's the whole point. Spooky season, right? We saw all the Halloween decorations, and it's not just Daniel and I. A lot of other people and I had the conversation of like, gosh, people are really just taking their Halloween to the next level this year.
The weird thing is, I believe the culture we talked about plays into it. You know, it feeds into it. And there was almost this Christmas time giddiness, just different colored lights. And instead of a fat guy and 8 deer, you had like, I'm not even going to talk about what I saw, actually.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to say it because it made me so uncomfortable to see what people were willing to light up and blow up and put in their front yard.
And we're not just here to poop on Halloween, but we are saying that you can see some correlations if you open your eyes and just see how rampant fear has become in American society, because you have this giant Jabba the Hutt of COVID, and then all these little mice start getting in the door, and all of a sudden everybody's anxieties are starting to pop up. And what is anxiety besides a manifestation of fear?
Yeah, and awful, awful, awful. It's got, you know, the sick friend, also known as stress and worry, and this whole little just posse, they travel together.
Yeah, anxiety, stress, and worry. You're never sitting up at night because you're dwelling in power, love, and a sound mind over subjects. You're never losing sleep over that or having to take medication for that. And it's all rooted in fear. And one way or another.
What doctor has prescribed pills like, you know what, you're too happy. You've got too much peace, and the power and authority you have taken over your life, your identity, and the course therein, we're going to have to back this down.
And we are not by any means shaming those who are struggling in these areas. I just want to make that very clear. We're making light of it, and we're making little jokey jokes. But we're not trying to make light of people who legitimately are struggling with mental health disorders and are suffering from anxiety. Our hearts go out to those people.
This episode is coming out at exactly the right time. And if you're listening to it, I really want you to pray on the things we're going to talk about tonight. I want you to apply them to your life, because that fear, that anxiety, that stress, that worry that shackles and binds you, that is not of the God we serve. You don't have to feel bad for having it, because it makes you feel bad. What you're going to do tonight with what we talk about is you're going to move forward. You're going to break free, and it's going to be awesome. You're going to be a new creation.
So we've diagnosed our Jabba the Hutts. We've diagnosed our little mice. We've diagnosed the slimy trail, the fingerprints of the enemy. We've pointed our arrow at some of the things that the enemy does in our life to bring in fear. But the second part of what the Lord showed my wife was not the diagnosis. It wasn't just saying that your fear comes from the enemy, although that is where it comes from. I want to make that clear. Every time there's fear in our life, it's from the enemy. It ain't from Jesus.
Correct.
But the second part is that when you see those things, he wants you to walk in 2 Timothy 1:7, a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. And when you see fear, when you see that slimy trail, it is an invitation for you to connect with faith to that promise of power, love, and a sound mind. Danny boy, do you have any stories of times you have seen in your own life or in the life of your friends, people stop operating in fear and start operating in power, love, and a sound mind in an area?
Yeah, I do. So my wife and I love to swim in the ocean. Whenever we go to the beach, Abby and I, we're in the water.
I've been there with you. Yes.
And my nephew, being our shadow, just had to go with us. But because of all the caution, you know, he's the only grandchild, so he will be covered in foam and helmets and knee pads and whatever he does. And if you've met my mom, she is super grandma. Ooh, excuse me. Super Mimi. And she's like, you be careful. You keep an eye on Uncle Dan and TT, but more so to us. Hey, you watch him. And so he is just like, okay, is this fine? Is this too deep? And he's trying to be cautious, but what's happened is through that caution, like kids get a little bit of fear crept in. And with that, you know, let's be honest, what does fear do? And he stopped. I could literally see what the fear did to him. It stopped him and he froze in knee deep water. And he's saying, come to me, come to me. And we're like, buddy, we're right here. Swim in a straight line. We got you. And he's like, I can't do it. Come to me. Come to me. And so he takes like a step in our direction. And then, you know, I'm running. I'm going over there. Like, I want you with me. So I'm going to him. Gosh, isn't that imagery of the Father right there?
Mm.
We take a step and he comes running. Wow. But I grab his little hand. And we are walking, and then we're swimming, and then he's literally holding around my neck for dear life. And I'm like, buddy, you can just hold my hand and we'll float together. And it was just a matter of he had to hear it, he had to apply it, and then he really saw what I was saying was true. But he had to actually loosen his grip a little bit. He had to trust me, is what it came down to. So, long story short, the next day we're on our family walk down the beach. It's the last day there, and he bought what Uncle Dan was selling. And that the ocean's not out to kill you. And we're all on our family walk and we look to the right and Gavin is waist deep in the waves, fully clothed, by the way, not bathing suit. We're about to go get in the car and leave. And he is splashing and running and jumping. And of course, my mom's like, what are you doing? And at that point, I'm just like, you know what, Mom? I'm just glad that this little guy has turned into just such a brave little man. I love it. I love it. It is a pure, simple, just little example of fear showed up. He trusted in me, his uncle. He applied it and it worked. And it's very similar to our relationship with the Father.
That is. It's like this whole story is like a type and a shadow. Like, I love the way you even stopped in the middle of a story. I was like, gosh, ain't that just like our relationship with our dad? And it's like, it really is. In this story, you are a type of Jesus. In this story, little Gavin was a type of you.
Yeah.
And me.
Yeah.
And everybody else. Come on. I've got you. One step. I'll run to you. You don't have to be scared. This is fine. I know it seems scary. I know this is a big old ocean and you're just a little you, but you're going to be okay. You're going to float. There's all kinds of fun stuff out here in the ocean. There's all kinds of fun to be had. With this, a previous that could have been terrifying, was terrifying.
Yeah.
Like, this is actually really fun and this is something to enjoy. Oh, I just love it. I just love it. How you in this story or a type and shadow of Jesus calling us.
Tell you what, I got another one for you if you want it.
Hit us.
Now, we love leg healing stories on here. We've shared them before. I didn't hear this one till the other day. I took a day off from work. I got to stay home and sit and talk with my mom, and it was awesome how the topic of Jesus immediately comes up. And she told me about how, as a young child, she and all her cousins went to church with, I believe it was her grandmother, so my great-great-grandmother. Either way, she was getting a healing that night. And the pastor, I think it was Duplantis, I believe it was Jesse Duplantis, if I'm remembering correctly. I will correct this on a later episode if I'm wrong. But he said, yeah, is there somebody here who needs a healing in their leg? And of course, great, however many greats, grandmother raises her hand. Yeah, well, come on down. And she goes, wait, stop. He goes, okay. She's like, I want my grandkids to see this. Okay, so they all come down, and she said, I don't want them to ever be fearful of the things of the Lord. I want them to see this happen, just as I want, as much as I want to get the healing, and just as much as I want this congregation to see this, because she said, this is the God we serve. This is what he does. I don't want any room for confusion or fear to set in. And it was just really cool. And yeah, just to end the story, her leg grew. She got healed, because that's the God we serve.
And then her daughter later on carried on that anointing and saw another leg get healed. If you want to hear that story, I believe that one's in either episode one or two. Yeah. It's a good episode to go back and listen to, just hear some of our encounters. But gosh, look at that. Power, love, and a sound mind. Sound mind is self-control. That is the ability to persevere, even in the midst of that fear. Love. Obviously, she loved her family enough to draw them down and say, I want them to see our God this way. And power to overcome the fear, power to take that first step down there, but to go down there and like power to overcome fear. I just really love these two examples we have of overcoming fear and walking in the fullness of power, love, and a sound mind. And that scripture says the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. Who might that spirit be?
Well, if I had to take a shot in the dark, I believe that is the Holy Ghost, my friend.
I believe you're probably correct.
Ding, ding, ding. There it is.
Wherever we have fear, dear listener, it is an invitation for us to stop, recognize that the enemy, foul, is at play. There's, well, how do they say it?
Tomfoolery is afoot.
Tomfoolery is afoot. There's been foul play. That's it.
And, yes.
And we can recognize that this fear that we have is actually from the enemy. And whether this fear is so intimidating that you don't want to take it out because it's a giant Jabba the Hutt, or you've actually kind of come to love the fact that this fear is, you've actually come to identify with this fear. You've actually brought people over to see all the cute little mice in your house, and they're your mice. That says my little mouse. And you started using identifying terms with my fear of. You've joined support groups online, which isn't a bad thing, but you've like wrapped up your identity in this fear.
You've claimed it.
Exactly. I met someone who had a fear of bridges once. And it was very interesting how they knew all the stats and statistics of bridge collapses. And I'm like, I've never heard any of that. Oh, people who don't have the fear, they don't know that.
That's probably a fair point.
Yeah.
I can't say I have those numbers offhand.
It's interesting because you buy into it and it becomes part of your identity. So when we recognize these fears, when we see them, and we start to come to grips with them, we have to choose to say, this is not from the Lord. What the Lord has for me is the Holy Spirit. And he brings the fullness of his power, his love, and his sound mind to bear so that we can walk in our fears victoriously.
It sounds like you just had justification, you know, with numbers and statistics versus rectification, making it right. Making it new. I said that earlier and I just said it again now, but I couldn't sleep at night for years for fear of the dark. I mean, I remember when God took that. I remember turning lights and TVs off to go to sleep and just the peace that came with that, but having to lay it at his feet. The anxiety of if I heard a noise at night in the darkness, and like pulling the covers over my head. Like, we're talking late teens, my friend. It was paralyzing. And it was one thing to talk about it. It was another to go, Lord, I give this to you. I will have a good night's sleep in Jesus' name. And I have to stand on that. And you know what? Didn't happen overnight. But every night it got a little easier.
So, dear listener, we're going to wrap this bad boy up. And if you struggle with fear in various areas, beyond the practical advice of unplugging from media that would perpetuate fear, whether that be the news media or, gosh, I could really quick list so many different shows. The Walking Dead, Wednesday, Stranger Things, all these different shows that focus on fear. There's fear wrapped up in all these things. And we've kind of swept it under the rug. Anyway, unplug from those media cycles and those things that bring fear into your life. And pray this prayer with us.
I don't know how to say it, and I don't want to cut you off, bro. But to go with what you're saying, you're absolutely right with the media and everything else, but fear, what's the word here? Fear-ridden people. People that speak fear into your lives. Relationships that breed fear in you, and not only that, that reinforce it and that feed it. And people that constantly speak that over you and into you. That one just jumped right in my spirit. It's not just what you allow through the media. It's also the friendships, the relationships that you come into agreement with and allow, like, who you invest your time in.
Healthy boundaries.
Yep.
I am not going to walk in fear about that. I'm happy to continue on in relationship with you if you can understand that I'm not going to walk in fear about these areas.
Yeah. Doesn't mean cast them out.
Yeah.
Because you know what? They're going to need you. They are going to need you. You might be the only Jesus they see. But yeah, keep them at a healthy place in your life.
And stop claiming the fear. Don't use the word my fear of. Don't use my. You're being attacked by a fear. This is something the enemy brought into your life. You don't have to keep it.
It's almost like when we say things like that, words are important and nobody has more authority over your own life and vessel than you. But that could just be an afterthought.
But some words that you can use. We're just going to pray a quick prayer over you. We believe that the power to break off the spirit of fear is found in the blood of Jesus Christ, in the person of Jesus Christ. And we always like to imagine him sitting at the table with us when we're cutting these off topics. So we're just going to pray like he's sitting here at the table. We're going to pray like he hears us. We're going to pray like he is going to follow through in your life to actually bring breakthrough in whatever fear you're experiencing. So, dear listener, if you don't mind, as long as you're not driving, bow your head and close your eyes, and we're just going to pray over you. Father, I come to you, and I praise you, and I thank you for the fact that you are shining a light on fear. We recognize where the enemy has just run amok in our lives by dredging up fears, by creating them to start with in our lives. We choose to identify those fears and to allow you, Holy Spirit, to identify those fears when they come up. We reject fear. We reject the spirit of fear. In the name of Jesus, I break that off of our listeners, the spirit of fear. And we choose not to walk in partnership with the spirit of fear, but the Holy Spirit, the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. May the fullness of your power, your love, and your sound mind come to bear in our lives in the areas that used to keep us shackled in fear. In the name of Jesus, may it be so. Amen.
If you just prayed that prayer and you'd like for us to get in agreement with you, you know how to reach us. That's litdpod@gmail.com. And we would be happy to be in prayer with you going forward. And I just thank you, Jesus, for what you did tonight. Guys, we love you. So proud of you. In case you didn't know, for going on this journey with us. Looking forward to doing this again next week. Till next time, take care, y'all.